How about now? So you got to come next week for White Christmas. Do I have to go through all that again, or did you hear me the first time? Okay, you heard me. All right. Hey, but we thank God for sound systems, and thank God that Joey's over here and can tell me to turn a switch on, because I'm not smart enough to do that on my own. And I heard myself so well that I thought I was on. Hey, but we're going to talk about thankfulness, being thankful. And I'm going to find out that God talks about this a lot in the Scriptures. All the way through. Talks about gratitude and being thankful. And I don't know about you, but I just find it super easy to be thankful all the time. Yeah? You all agree with me on that? Good. I'm glad you feel that way. There's some people who feel thankful, and we're going to hear what they have to say.
I am thankful for my family, my church, and my beautiful, wonderful children, and my loving and beautiful wife, and thankful for our God.
You got to tell them what you're thankful for.
Is it loud?
Yeah, just you got to talk right there.
God.
You're thankful for God?
Yeah. I am thankful for my belly and Jesus.
Amen.
I'm thankful for my mom and dad and my sister.
Thankful for my family.
What are you thankful for?
My mom.
This Thanksgiving, we're thankful that Harper's here with us and we get to celebrate with this wonderful baby.
We're thankful for Greg.
Yeah, man.
I'm thankful for my house.
I'm thankful for my mom and dad. And my baby sister Harper.
I am thankful for God's loving kindness, for his forgiveness, and for all of the people in this church. I am thankful for every single thing that I have. I'm thankful for this great life that I'm living, and I'm thankful that God loves us and Jesus died for me and everybody.
I'm thankful for my family.
I'm thankful for food to eat.
I am thankful for the Cowboys winning.
I'm grateful for my children.
I am thankful for the gift of marriage, which gave me these two wonderful gifts right here.
I'm thankful for my family.
I'm just so thankful that Jason and I have grown closer to God.
We're thankful for God's love and for our very loving family.
And also our loving family here at church.
I'm thankful for God's love.
Now say, what are you thankful for?
For my family and you.
All right. She meant me. She's thankful for me.
Yeah.
Okay. Nice touch, Joey, at the end. That was good. Actually, I thought you would have cut that out, but glad you did. So tonight we're going to be talking about thankfulness, and really thankfulness. To be thankful is a choice. You know, we live in a nation where, oh man, if we don't feel like it, it doesn't happen. You know, we do everything by what we feel. You know, if we don't like the movie, we get up and leave. You know, whatever it is, it's all about how does it make me feel. And you know, that's not really the way it is in Scripture. God doesn't really talk about doing things based on your feelings, whether you feel like doing it. Look at this first verse here. Do everything without complaining or arguing. What is God talking about? What do you mean do everything without complaining and arguing? God! Don't you know how I feel? So that you can become blameless and pure. Children of God without fault in a crooked and depraved generation. So you can become blameless and pure. You know, God calls us to this sense of holiness. He said, what's he say? Be perfect as I am in heaven, perfect. As your Father in heaven is perfect. What? These commands. He didn't say, do it if you feel like it. He said, do it. That go back to that verse again, Tripper. If you look at the last part of it, look what it says. In which you will shine like stars in the universe. So if we strive, if he's saying, this is a command. Do everything without complaining. Now, I feel like complaining sometimes. I don't know if you guys feel that way at all. I feel like complaining sometimes. And you know what? There's, believe it or not, some of you will find this amazing. I like to argue sometimes. I know it surprises you. I'm a pastor, and pastors don't argue. They're always right. You know, what are they going to argue about? Must have been pretty bad. Kim didn't even laugh. But do everything without complaining and arguing. Be blameless and pure. And guess what happens? Christ's light shines through you. And the whole world sees that happening. But I don't feel like that sometimes. Look what Paul wrote in Romans. Romans 1. For although they knew God, they neither glorified him. Now I have to move this chair a little bit because I can't quite see up there. As God, although they knew God, they neither glorified him as God, nor gave thanks to him. Why? Because they didn't feel like it. They knew he's God. Why wouldn't they give thanks to him? But their thinking became futile, and the foolish hearts were darkened. Although they claimed to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images made to look like mortal humans, human beings and birds and animals and reptiles. It's talking about even though we knew God, we didn't glorify him. We didn't give him thanks. There are times that you're walking through life that, you know, I just don't feel like being thankful right now. I had a, found out yesterday, I mentioned a few, a while back about a girl that I went to elementary school with. Her name was Sandy. Had some lung disease and was going to do some transplant, double lung transplant. Got there and found out that she had cancer in her lungs, so they couldn't do it. Sandy died Thursday, Thanksgiving Day. Not quite 51. Give thanks. I know God's God. But you know, I can give thanks. This last year, Sandy came to know Jesus. There's people witnessing to her the whole time. I went up to visit her. I didn't even know her. My wife and I stop in, and she wasn't, you could tell she wasn't sure. She didn't have the assurance yet. A couple times later, you could tell somewhere along she got it. Wasn't because of me getting there. Wasn't because I gave her a Francis Chan book. But God invaded her life. Her little girl, Carly, knows Jesus. She played a big role in her mom coming to faith. We can give thanks. Here we look at a woman, 51? Not even 51? Can we give glory to God? Is where she is? Can we give thanks to God? Yeah. Next scripture. But know this, that in the last days perilous times will come. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having the form of godliness but denying its power. And from such people turn away. What kind of times does that sound like? Sounds like now. But this unthankfulness plays a big part in it. Why? Because we just don't feel like being thankful. But God made us in a miraculous way. He made us so that, well, we've grown up in this culture saying, do what you feel. Have it your way. But God says no. He goes, you don't feel very loving towards somebody? Love them. And you know what happens? As you start to act like you love them, you start getting a feeling of love towards them. I don't feel thankful. I'm going to act as if I'm thankful. Well, that's being fake, Jay. No, it's being obedient. God said, give thanks. I'm going to be obedient to God. And you know what happens? As I start giving thanks to Him for what He has done in my life, I start to feel thankful. I guess the question comes down to, so are you thankful? Think about this. Think about that as we watch this video. Are you thankful? By the way you live your life and the actions that people watch, are you thankful? You know, tonight we have a mother and son with us here. Barb lost her husband this last week. Bill lost his father this last week. Not many people go to church when they've lost their loved one. And I imagine there's grieving, there's hurting. It's got to be. But they're here, giving thanks to God, glorifying God by their actions. Even though they're grieving, they're giving thanks. And you know what's going to come? A joy is going to come. God's going to meet them in their place. Barb and Bill, God's continuing to meet you in your loss. But this is how we're to be as followers of Jesus. We're to obey Him. Again, Scripture commands us. He says in Ephesians, He hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places in Christ. And we are commanded in His word to give thanks to Him in all things. Commanded. How many like that word commanded? Think about it. Do you like being told to do anything? I hate it. I hate being told what to do. My poor wife. It was funny because we lived with our mother-in-law for a while. We took care of her until she passed away about a year ago, a little over a year ago. And my mother-in-law Audrey, she was funny. She would ask you to do something. She wasn't really asked. She was telling you to do something. And when she told you to do it, she expected you to do it then. So I would wait. My intention is to do it, but it wasn't going to be on her terms. You know, it was just, this week we were doing some work out at my parents' house. My mother's been struggling a little bit, and we just brought her home yesterday, and hospice has come in, and we're trying to keep her at home and take care of her. And so my sister told me, Jay, there's 3 bags of garbage that need to go out to the garage. You know? She told me that on Wednesday. Friday, I put them out in the garage. You know? No one likes this idea, but God commands you to give thanks to Him. We don't like that. Colossians 3. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. Ephesians 5:20, giving thanks always in all things unto God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Over and over again, we're told to give thanks, give thanks, give thanks. Try this one on for size from 1 Thessalonians 5. Rejoice always. Don't you love these commands God's given you? Rejoice always, pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks for what? This is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. You want to know what God's will is for you? Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and give thanks in all things. There you have it. Go home. You're fine. You want to know what God's will was for you? That's it. And then he throws this in at the end of it. Do not quench the Spirit. Anyone feeling pressure here, or is it just me? No, I'm glad you're not feeling any pressure. Think about it. Rejoice always. I don't feel like rejoicing. You know, we've had a lot of death in my family lately. Rejoice anyway. All right, yeah, they're either with Jesus now or going to be with him soon. Yeah, I can give thanks. Pray constantly. I can be in communication with God. Give thanks for everything. We know the scripture, right? The other one, Romans, all things work together for good for those who love the Lord and are called according to his purposes. Okay, I can see all those things work together. I may not understand it. We have this fundamental understanding. Then he throws in this, if we don't do it, we kind of quench the Spirit. I don't want to quench the Spirit. Do you want to quench the Spirit? No. I don't want to quench the Spirit. You got to come up here and sit with me. But we have a choice in this. And I think this is the thing that we've got to come to understand. We have this choice on how we're going to respond. I choose thankful. Let's check this video out. Thank you. You know, we have a choice to make here. We can rejoice in all things, pray without ceasing, give thanks in everything. We know it's the will of God. We've heard all these things. We know it's God's command. But the question comes down to is, how in the world do we do it? It's one thing to know it. I could easily say, okay, let's pray. We're going to leave out of here. But there'd be one thing that I'd be lacking in telling you. Is how do you do it? Obviously, you know that I told you this girl I went to elementary school is almost 51, so you know I'm in my 50s as well. Been around probably longer than most of you here. There's a few of you who've got me beat. Glad you're here today. But I've been around a little bit. And I'd like to tell you what I've come to find and what I've come to experience. You've known a little bit of my life in the recent few weeks. Watched my sister-in-law, who we love, go to be with Jesus. And watch it with my brother. And I've watched it on his children. Told you my mom came home yesterday, and you know what? We kind of brought her home, but there's not a lot of hope that she's going to get a lot better. You know, we got hospice involved, and some people don't even like to say the word hospice because that means, gee, time's almost over. It's funny, the time I cried the most this last fall is when we put our dog down back at the end of September. We had a great dog, PT. Had him for over 13 years. Just got another one yesterday. We don't know his name yet. We got another one. I've watched these things. I watch some of you go through so many things. So we try to walk together. Yesterday I went into the hospital as a fellow. I've been his pastor for over 2 decades. His name is Bob. He's in the intensive care. He has pneumonia. Higher 80s. Love this man. I don't know if I'd still be in the pastorate today if it wasn't for Bob. God used him to encourage me. We've walked through a lot of difficult things in my life. Went through some hard things with in our own family. My wife dealing with some mental illness, had been hospitalized 4 times in Matt's first 7 years of life. By the way, he turns 18 tomorrow, my little boy. Sorry, Matt, had to mention that. But there's one thing that I found that's so true. I can't do it. My own strength, my own power, I can't do it. I came across this quote, and I don't know, it was on Facebook, and I guess he's a nephew, he married my niece. He had it on Facebook, and he said this. It said, "The Holy Spirit gives courage to speak right, power to live consistently, intentionally, humility to serve sacrificially, selflessly, and power to witness." See, what I've found is that it's the Holy Spirit in me that brings me through this. I love that, the second part of it. Power to live consistently and intentionally. See, I've found that I just can't go through life whichever way the wind blows me. I have to choose to be intentional about the ways of God. And what happens is when I make that choice to live this way, the Holy Spirit within me enables me to live that way. How do I know it's true? Because I'd fall on my face time and time again. Life's difficult. Jesus said, in this life, you'll have many trials and tribulations. You'll have many storms in your life. But he said, be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. All the things that we go through, he's overcome. Hebrews tells us that he was tempted in every way that we are, but yet he did not sin. Who was tempted in every way that we are? Jesus was. And he tells us to come boldly before the throne. There we can receive the grace and mercy we need to help us when we need it. I want you to know that you have the ability, if you've got Jesus, if you've got Jesus, you've got his Spirit in you, you have the ability to face whatever you're facing right now. Barb and Bill have the ability to face Tuesday when they lay William down in the ground. Of course, he's not there now. It's just his shell, just his tent, the Bible tells us. But God has given you the grace to be able to do that. God gives you the strength, whatever you're facing. I don't know if it's financial stuff. I don't know if it's emotional stuff. I don't know if it's work-related. But I do know this. God's given you the ability to make the choice to live a way that honors him, and his Spirit comes in like a flood and empowers you to live that way. You can do it. No matter what's going on, you can be thankful. And it might be going great. It can be thankful. It could be your car's broken down, Katie. You could be trying to raise 3 kids and going to school all at the same time. Right? He'll empower you. That's what Christ does in us. And that's what he's done in me. You know, I've been following Jesus for over 40 years now. That's what he's been doing in me time and time again. The question comes down to two. One, do you know Jesus? A lot of people go to church. They don't know Jesus. How do you know they don't know Jesus? Look at their lives. Look at the actions in their lives. Are we judging them? I'm judging Anthony. Gee, he's not living up to him. No, I'm observing him. I observe people. Let people observe you. So the question is, Christ in you? Really? Not did I say some prayer some time ago. Is his power in you? And if it isn't, make sure it is. Find out how. If I told you there was $1 million behind that door over there, first one gets it can have it. There are going to be people trying to find out how to get behind that door. Why? Because they want it. Well, there's something much better than the $1 million in Joey's office over there. There's not $1 million in there. There's something much better. Don't leave here tonight without experiencing the Holy Spirit living in you. Let's pray. Tonight, Lord, we come before you and we give thanks to you. And we say, Lord, you know, we're going to choose. Lord, we're going to choose to be in your will. So, Lord, we're going to rejoice always. We're going to choose to it. Lord, I got that speeding ticket the other day. I'm going to rejoice. Lord, I was in that accident the other day. I'm going to rejoice. Lord, someone brought me a pumpkin pie. I'm going to rejoice. Lord, I heard your voice this morning as I was reading the scriptures. I'm going to rejoice. Lord, I've been reading your scriptures every day, and I haven't felt you near, but I'm still going to rejoice and praise you because you're God. I'm going to choose, Lord, every moment of every day to rejoice in you. Lord, I'm going to choose to seek you. I'm going to choose to pray constantly. Lord, I'm going to choose to be thankful for everything. Because in the midst of it, I know you. And I trust you, God. Lord, there may be some folks here tonight who may not know you. Lord, I want to give an opportunity as we continue to seek you, as we continue to keep our eyes closed and our heads bowed as we're praying to you. I'm just going to ask if there's someone here who doesn't sure they know Jesus. Maybe as a little child, you maybe prayed a prayer, but you haven't experienced that power that God wants to have in your life as you follow him. If that's you tonight, and you want to at least talk about that, would you just raise your hand? Let me know that you'd like to talk about that. You can put your hands down. Lord, I pray for these folks who raise their hands. And Lord, I ask, Lord, that tonight they just come to experience you in a real way. And Lord, as you invade their lives, your spirit would just well up within them. I thank you, Lord, for this season that we live in, this Thanksgiving season. Lord, may we be a people who are always giving thanks to you and blessing you. Lord, we give you glory and honor. Father, we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.